is it possible that on so little acquaintance you should like her? That but seeing you should love her, and loving woo, and wooing she should grant. And will you persevere to enjoy her?
Neither call the giddiness of it in question, the poverty of her, the small acquaintance, my sudden wooing, nor her sudden consenting. But say with me, I love Aliena. Say with her that she loves me. Consent with both that we may enjoy each other. It shall be to your good. For my father's house and all the revenue that was old Sir Roland's will I estate upon you. And here live and die a shepherd.
You have my consent. Let your wedding be tomorrow. Thither will I invite the Duke and all his contented followers. Go you and prepare Aliena. For look you, here comes my Rosalind.
God save you, brother.
And you, fair sister.
Oh, my dear Orlando, how it grieves me to see thee wear thy heart in the scarf.
It is my arm.
I thought your heart had been wounded with the claws of a lion.
Wounded it is, but with the eyes of a lady.
Did your brother tell you how I counterfeited a swoon when he showed me your handkerchief?
Aye, and greater wonders than that.
Oh, I know where you are. It is true. There was never anything so sudden but the fight of two rams and Caesar's Thrasonical brag of I came, saw, and overcame. For your brother and my sister no sooner met, but they looked. No sooner looked, but they loved. No sooner loved, but they sighed. No sooner sighed, but they asked one another the reason. No sooner knew the reason, but they sought the remedy. And in these degrees have they made a pair of stairs to marriage, which they will climb incontinent. Or else be incontinent before marriage. They are in the very wrath of love. And they will together. Clubs cannot part them.
They shall be married tomorrow, and I will bid the Duke to the nuptial. But oh, how bitter a thing it is to look into happiness through another man's eyes. By so much the more shall I tomorrow be at the height of heart heaviness by how much I shall think my brother happy in having what he wishes for.
Why then tomorrow, I cannot serve your turn for Rosalind.
I can live no longer by thinking.
I will weary you no longer then with idle talking. Believe then, if you please, that I can do strange things. I have, since I was 3 years old, conversed with a magician, most profound in his art and yet not damnable. If you do love Rosalind so near the heart as your gesture cries it out, when your brother marries Aliena, shall you marry her? I know into what straits of fortune she is driven, and it is not impossible to me, if it appear not inconvenient to you, to set her before your eyes tomorrow, human as she is, and without any danger.
Speakest thou in sober meaning?
On my life I do, which I tender dearly, though I say I am a magician. Therefore put you in your best array. Bid your friends. For if you will be married tomorrow, you shall. And to Rosalind, if you will.
Oh, favor.
Look, here comes a lover of mine and a lover of hers.
Youth, you have done me much ungentleness to show the letter that I writ to you.
I care not if I have. It is my study to seem despiteful and ungentle to you. You are there followed by a faithful shepherd. Look on him. Love him. He worships you.
Good shepherd, tell this youth what 'tis to love.
It is to be all made of sighs and tears. And so am I for Phoebe.
And I for Ganymede.
And I for Rosalind.
And I. For no woman.
It is to be all made of fancy, all made of passion, and all made of wishes, all adoration, duty, and obedience, all humbleness, all patience and impatience, all purity, all trial, all observance. And so am I for Phoebe.
And so am I for Ganymede.
And so am I for Rosalind.
And so am I for no woman. If this be so, why blame you me to love you?
If this be so, why blame you me to love you?
If this be so, why blame you me to love you?
Who do you speak to, why blame you me to love you?
To her that is not here, nor doth not hear.
Pray you no more of this. It's like the howling of Irish wolves against the moon. Shepherd, I will help you if I can. Phoebe, I would love you if I could. Tomorrow meet me all together. I will marry you if ever I marry woman. And I'll be married tomorrow. I will satisfy you if ever I satisfy man, Orlando. And you shall be married tomorrow.
Oh.
I will content you If what pleases you contents you, and you shall be married tomorrow, as you love Rosalind meet, as you love Phoebe meet, and as I love no woman, I'll meet. So, fare you well. I have left you commands.
I'll not fail if I live.
Nor I.
Nor I.